Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Yeah, to me, everything hinges on the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And Apostle Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17, I believe, where he says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. This is the linchpin. This is the one bit of key evidence that determines whether Jesus was a fraud, whether he was mistaken, whether he was, or was he indeed the unique Son of God who proves it by returning from the dead. And so as I dug into that, what I found is basically four facts that convinced me. First, and I used ease to, words that begin with the letter E, so you can kind of remember. First is execution. That Jesus was executed. He was dead. That is, virtually indisputable among scholars. In fact, the atheist scholar, Gerd Ludemann, says Jesus' death as a consequence of crucifixion is indisputable. Mm. So we have him dead, execution. Second, early accounts. We have, and this is fascinating to me, and this was so important in my investigation, we have preserved for us a report about the resurrection of Jesus that dates back to within months of his death. Not years, not decades, not centuries, but within months. It says Jesus died. Why? For our sins. He was buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead. Then it mentions the specific names of eyewitnesses and groups of eyewitnesses to whom he appeared. That report, which, by the way, is embedded in 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 3, that report is so historically fresh. It's like a news flash from ancient history, too quick to write off as merely being legend. Then we have a third E, empty tomb. Even the opponents of Jesus implicitly conceded that the tomb of Jesus was empty. They said nobody was claiming otherwise. And then finally, the fourth E is eyewitnesses. It's interesting. In ancient history, most of what we know based on one or two sources. But for the conviction of the disciples that they encountered the resurrected Jesus, we have no fewer than 9 ancient sources, both inside and outside the New Testament, confirming and corroborating their conviction that they encountered the risen Christ. That is an avalanche of historical data. So when you put that together, I think the case for the resurrection of Jesus is clear and it's compelling. And it was really, for me, the linchpin that told me that this is historically reliable, that the evidence of history points toward this conclusion if you keep an open mind and you're willing to consider the possibility that God does exist.
Excellent. When you consider the scene at the tomb, I know you explored this in the book, but the seeming contradictions in the Gospels about when the two Marys went to the tomb, how did you settle or answer those questions?
Yeah, I interviewed Dr. William Lane Craig, one of the great scholars, probably the greatest defender of Christianity in the world, in my opinion, and by the way, one of my colleagues at Houston Baptist University now. I asked him about that, and he said, what's interesting, he said, you have different accounts, and each one describes a little differently which women were going to the tomb. And he said, an historian looks at that, and is not bothered by the differences, because people report things from different perspectives, and some people may mention one person and not another. And he said, that doesn't bother us. He said, as an historian, you look at the core of the story, and you see that it's consistent through all the scriptures.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.